I'm Tony from Denmark. The photography as we know it today began in the late 1830s in France, and it was Joseph Niépce who took the first photo as we know it today. This invention had a huge impact on art history as painters stopped painting realistic paintings at that time, and it was the beginning of an abstract era. But I won't bore you with a lot of facts that you can Google yourself. I would rather talk about the topic from a personal viewpoint. Well, I'm quite a visual person, and I think photos are very important in my life. I use it every day to get inspired in my work as a teacher. I use it with my students to show them the world and to make them curious about lots of things. I was a teacher long before the computers were common use in school, and at that time I used to collect a lot of photos from magazines, newspapers and books that I used in my classes. I even painted or drew pictures myself. I just think it's the best way to show something if you can visualize your thoughts and ideas. On my wall in my living room is an old photo of my grandmother, who I never met because she had passed away long before I was born. I look at this photo every day, and it brings me back to another era of time and makes me feel connected to her in some way and connected to the past as well, I think. Sometimes I try to imagine what the beautiful young lady in the light blue dress with the fine light blue hat was thinking of. What was she up to? How would it be if I had known her? Do I have anything in common with this lady? So yeah, I think the invention of the photography means a lot to me personally, but also to humanity in general.
Hi, it's Luza from Brazil. Firstly, let me congratulate you, Bridget, for this great idea on this podcast, because they push us to search for information about the topic. Well, one vital invention for me, one of my best friends nowadays, is my pair of glasses. Yeah, what an invention. I've been wearing them since my 40s or something, mainly for reading. It's a matter of survival, I would say. And I'm fascinated by the history behind the glasses' creation. At first, the translucent stones were used to enlarge texts and make reading easier, or even possible. They were the first lenses known to humans. They worked as magnifying glasses, and much later people started to produce the glasses as we know them today. Yeah, definitely necessity is the mother of invention, as Plato the philosopher said.
Roberta speaking about inventions. The other day I was telling to one of my speaking partners one thing that sometimes I like to do when I come across a new word. I use the website Google Book Ngram Viewer, that basically is an online search engine, and it displays words and phrases in a graph and shows how those phrases have been found in books between 1500 and 2019. You can compare two words with the same meaning, for example, this is what I do, and see which one is more common and how has it changed their use over the years or decades, etc. But I didn't want to talk about this invention, but talking about it made me think about books and the printing press. The printing press, in my opinion, is one of the most revolutionary inventions that changed our lives, or I should say the world. The printing press allowed people to share knowledge and ideas more quickly and widely. And as they say, knowledge is power. I couldn't imagine a life without books.
Hi, this is Chitra from Bangladesh. Like always, Bridget has come up with an interesting topic for this challenge, and so I'm up for it. Yes, I'm going to talk about one invention that I believe I can't live without it nowadays. And in case, what is it? Okay, let me give you some clues. You know, it has both pros and cons, but today I will focus more on the pros of it. And because of this invention, we have easy access to abundant information. We have updated education platform, we have new source of entertainment, shopping system and social network sites, etc. And it has also made us connected with the entire world. Because of this, the world has become smaller. So yes, right guys, it's nothing but internet. Just think, without internet in a smartphone or laptop, we won't be able to use social network sites, we can't do our work, can't get any entertainment, can't do any online shopping, can't participate in a meeting. So maybe we all have already realized it well that no, without internet during this pandemic, our life would be so dull and pathetic. So I cotton on the fact that the internet is the most popular and innovative creation within the world of technology. I believe it's an essential part of my life. And for real, I can't live without internet. And apparently neither can most of the world. It's how I work and do my things. It's how I connect with my friends and family around the world. Go a day or two without internet and check your sanity level after 10 or 15 hours. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? It's internet.